Think about the last time someone handed you a gift, but they kept their fingers just tightly pinched on the ribbon.
But yeah, like they just don't want to let it go.
Right. They're smiling and they're, you know, telling you it's yours. But the moment you actually reach for it, they just yank it right back.
It's completely jarring. I mean, your brain instantly registers that the exchange wasn't genuine at all.
And that exact feeling is what we're unpacking in today's deep dive. We are getting you ready for your week 8, day 2 practice.
Which is all about mastering the honestly incredibly difficult art of the clean apology.
Yes, specifically apologizing for what you actually did rather than how you made someone else feel.
Right. And today's task is deeply personal for you. You're going to look at a list of 10 distinct concepts about apologizing from the chapter Distill.
And you really shouldn't rush this part. I mean, you want to read through the list carefully like 3 times.
Yeah, take your time with it. And then on your 4th pass, you'll narrow them down to the 3 that that challenge your own blind spots the most.
To give you a sense of what to look for, we should probably share a couple of our favorites.
Oh, definitely.
So my first pick is about one of the biggest psychological traps in the text. It says the moment you add but, you are no longer apologizing, you are negotiating blame.
Negotiating blame. Wow, that is such a precise way to phrase it.
Right. It goes right back to that gift analogy. Adding but to an apology is literally handing someone a gift with a string attached so you can just yank it right back.
Exactly. And the neurological response to that string being pulled is intense. It ties right into my first favorite bullet point, actually.
Oh, what was yours?
It's the one that says excuses do more damage than the original mistake because they destroy trust.
Wait, more damage than the original mistake?
Yeah, from a biological standpoint, it absolutely does. When someone hears an excuse tagged onto an apology, it immediately triggers their amygdala.
Which is the brain's threat detection center.
You got it. So the brain actually registers that excuse as a secondary cognitive betrayal.
Yeah.
It creates way more neural friction than whatever the initial mistake was.
So instead of, you know, calming the situation down, you're actually putting them on high alert.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Because the excuse signals to the listener's brain that you are prioritizing your own defense over their pain.
You become an unreliable narrator of reality to them.
Exactly. And that breaks foundational trust, which is devastating.
Okay, so if adding but is so destructive, why is it our default setting? Which brings me to my second favorite bullet.
Let's hear it.
It says, if you are not wrong, do not apologize just to ease tension or manage emotion.
That is a really tough one for a lot of people.
It really is. And I have to push back a little on this from a behavioral angle. I mean, isn't offering a fake apology just a natural human survival tactic?
What do you mean?
Well, we're social creatures. We fake apologies to keep the peace in the tribe.
Right.
To maintain social harmony.
I mean, it definitely feels like a survival tactic in the moment, but it's actually just rooted in ego defense.
Ego defense.
Yeah, which leads perfectly into my second pick. Most people fail at apologizing because their ego will not let them do it clean.
Ah, so the fake apology is just the ego trying to protect itself.
Exactly. Whether you're tossing out a fake apology to escape the discomfort of social tension or slapping a butt onto a real apology to protect your pride.
It's the exact same mechanism under the hood.
Right. They are automatic, primitive reactions to a perceived threat. So to truly rewire your mind, you have to bypass the ego entirely.
So what does a clean apology actually look like then, if you're bypassing all those defenses?
It sounds like I was wrong for doing this specific thing and I take full responsibility, no justifications.
And no trying to manage the other person's emotions either.
Exactly. Which is incredibly difficult.
Which is exactly why this requires daily practice. So for your final task today, you'll need to write the 3 points you personally selected into the daily practice list for this week's work.
And you'll be reviewing those 3 points 3 times a day.
Right. Morning, midday, and evening. And there's a great pro tip from the text to make this easier.
Oh, the picture trick?
Yes. Just snap a picture of your checkpoints on your phone.
That way you don't have to keep flipping pages every time you need to reflect on them.
Exactly. Could be simple.
Well, as you dive into your reading today, I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
Okay, let's hear it.
If every interaction trains people how to deal with you, what is your current apology style unconsciously teaching others about what you truly value?